Many cities around the country are trying to put regulations in place to deal with short-term rentals done through companies like Airbnb and HomeAway. In Nashville this week, the Metro Council voted overwhelmingly for new regulations to phase out short-term rentals of non-owner-occupied properties in residential neighborhoods. Joining us now by Skype is Larry Hagar, a Nashville Metro Councilman who was the lead sponsor of the legislation. Larry, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And why was this so important for Nashville?
Well, over the past 2 years, we'd been getting so many complaints about some of the non-owner-occupied short-term rentals in the residential and residential single neighborhoods. And because enforcement was very difficult, we came along and said, well, to try to compromise with Airbnb and HomeAway and some of the other platforms, we would phase out the non-owner-occupieds in the residential and residential single districts. This would be a phase-out program, though, that they would be allowed to get permits up till 2020. 26, 27 other cities across Tennessee have passed similar legislation as well.
Why not just ban these short-term rentals altogether?
I think they're very important. They do provide opportunities for people to supplement their income with renting out a portion of their homes. We don't want to take that completely away from our residents here in Nashville.
So explain, who will still be able to rent out a room in their house or something like that?
Well, you can still rent out rooms in the house, even if you're in the residential and residential single neighborhoods. But you have to be what we call owner-occupied. The owner would be there so they can control the behavior of any of their guests. Now, the non-owner occupied will still be allowed in what we call the MUN, MUL, or multifamily districts, which are like condos, apartments. You can still have the non-owner occupied in those districts.
I assume Airbnb and HomeAway would prefer none of these regulations, but how much of a fight was it to go up against companies like that?
It's huge. They have a lot of money. They hire a lot of lobbyists. And, of course, the threat was always that they'd go to the state legislature and try to preempt us, which they did last year. It got held up in the Finance Committee. What's interesting, though, is since last year when that bill got held up, you've had Knoxville and Chattanooga, a couple of the larger metropolitan areas, that have passed legislation similar to 608. So they may have a difficult time convincing those representatives and senators to preempt those large metropolitan areas.
Do you think that this new legislation is going to have a meaningful impact on home prices in Nashville?
No, not at all. Nashville still is growing by leaps and bounds. The three-year phase-out gives these people an opportunity to get their investment back. They can either go to a long-term rental agreement or they can sell their property. And right now, I would easily say that real estate in this area is still rising at 5 to 10% a year.
What's your response to people who say they should be able to do what they want with their property, that if they want to rent it out short-term, why shouldn't they be able to?
Well, zoning laws were enacted, you know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s. To say, okay, if we've got a residential neighborhood, then it needs to stay residential. So if we're going to allow commercial business in residential neighborhoods, then why do we have any zoning at all? And this was not intended to be any type of property right, because you have to get a permit every year, and you have to renew that permit every year. So people that live in a residential neighborhood, they want to know who their neighbors are, who lives around them. They want peace and quiet and quality of life. And with different people coming in every week or every weekend, they don't know who's staying next door to them.
I imagine the hotel industry in Nashville is pretty happy with this.
You know, I haven't talked to them. To me, that was not a really a big factor, because right now there's about 4,000 motel rooms coming online in the next year. The motel industry here is pretty fast and furious in building some new motels and hotels.
As you know, a lot of cities around the country are dealing with this very same issue and trying to put regulations on how much people can rent out rooms in their house or their entire house. What would your advice be to other cities that are trying to do the same thing that you are?
I think you just try to find a good balance between your residents and citizens of your city and the industry itself. Because, you know, I think the short-term rental business is a very viable industry. A lot of people use it. But at the same time, you want to protect your quality of life of your residents and your citizens of your city as well.
That's Larry Hagar, who is a Nashville Metro councilman, a man behind some new legislation that limits people's ability to offer short-term rentals in the non-owner-occupied properties in residential neighborhoods in Nashville. Larry Hagar, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.